Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you...
Mr. Carl Perkins is back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, certified financial planner. The Reverend John Harrison is the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's a certified financial planner. And we're talking about some things that you need to know about elements of your retirement. Specifically, last segment in this segment, Social Security. John, thanks again for being here. There's a provision that most people didn't know about. Probably the most underused provision of Social Security that now isn't even there anymore. Tell
That's
us about
correct.
It.
Correct. In the olden days, and by old days,
like
I mean
day
prior
before yesterday.
To the year, before the year 2000, actually.
Okay.
The only decision you had to make about Social Security was what age to file. And then, in the year 2000, the government passed the Senior Citizens Freedom to Work Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it created a technique called file and suspend for Social Security. And in a nutshell, the way it worked is if you had, let's say, a married couple, and they reach full retirement age, or at least the higher breadwinner reaches full retirement age, he could file for his benefits and then suspend them so he doesn't actually get the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, he continues to accrue delayed retirement credits. His benefit goes up 8% each year that he doesn't actually draw it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, because he has filed, his spouse can qualify for spousal benefit, which is half of his full retirement
age. And she can
benefit.
Go ahead and start.
She can go ahead and start.
But only if she's of retirement age.
Correct.
So that was the kicker there. She, the two of them, and we're assuming, mm-hmm. folks, we're assuming just for our argument's sake that he's the older, she's the younger. So people who are, if he's old enough to retire, she has to be old enough to retire at least 62, right? So they have to
exactly.
be within, they have to be within 4 or 5 years of each other
exactly.
in age.
And so what it means is that for those 4 years or so, she could be getting a 50% spousal benefit. And then when he hits age 70 and turns on his actual benefit,
right.
she can switch to her own earned benefit, which has
mm-hmm.
also been accumulating delayed retirement credit.
Without having hurt her own, the money she drew didn't hurt her own benefit.
Exactly. And so what it did was it put, for many married couples, tens of thousands of dollars of extra income on the
mm-hmm.
table that would not have been there.
Right.
And for some reason, when this passed in 2000, most of my industry didn't notice because
yeah.
the thinking was, you know, we were only interested in very wealthy people, and we mistakenly thought
right.
they didn't care about Social Security, which, you know, anyone who's paid into it actually does
right.
care about getting
right.
the most out of it. And so in the last 3 or 4 years, we started to see a whole little cottage industry come up called Social Security Optimization, teaching
mm-hmm.
people about filing
yeah.
and suspend and filing a restricted app. And you could even change your mind after filing and suspending and get a lump sum of the money that had been accumulating for you. And
mm-hmm.
there's all sorts of great things with it. One of the very few things created by government bureaucracy that actually worked well and helped people. And just about a month ago, the government passed a spending bill to keep the government running first week of November. And in that bill was an agreement to retire the file and suspend and the file restricted app strategies that are no longer available. You have 6 months. Now, anyone who's already done it is grandfathered and they're okay. Anyone who's going to do file and suspend, if they're otherwise eligible to it, can do it if they do it before April 30th.
Hmm.
And other than that, it's gone. And what that does is tell a lot of people who learned about file and suspend, and maybe their retirement is 3-4 years off,
mm-hmm.
and they were counting on that income to
right.
get them through the early years.
Forget
it's
about
now
it.
It's been taken right off the table just
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, you know, it's interesting.
No notice, no discussion.
know nothing. And it's interesting to me that when the politicians talk about taking things from people, they campaign on taking things from rich people. They want to close this loophole and close that loophole.
Right.
But they really know that, you know, if you tax the rich at 100%, you couldn't come up with enough money to do what the government needed to do. So this one, nobody campaigned on this. No one said, I'm going to take money off of middle-class tables and change the Social Security, so they just did it.
But it was not a loser for them because most people didn't even know about it.
Most people didn't even know about it.
So it wasn't like there'd be some groundswell. And I promise you, what I just said came up in their discussion. Well, how many people are going to really complain because how many people know about it?
Right. And you know,
this wasn't for everybody. I think it's important to point out that if the older spouse that say retires at 66 could retire at 66 files and suspends, but the younger spouse is say 58, they're 4 years away from retiring at early retirement 62. It doesn't work for them.
Right, but even that spousal benefit, you're right, doesn't work for them, but.
If she's 62 and he's 66, or if she's 63 or 4 or whatever, until he retires at 70 for 4 years there, they can collect a lot of money.
Right. And I know just in my own practice, I've talked about this strategy for hundreds of people at seminars.
Yeah.
And I believe we might even have mentioned it on this show at a time or two in the past.
Right.
So there are a lot of people, I think, who have been factoring into their planning. My financial planning software automatically includes that.
It could be $40,000-$50,000.
Yeah, and now it's gone, just like that. And normally, changes to Social Security are phased in over many, many years.
Yeah.
They're raising the retirement age.
That's interesting. I'm glad you reported. I'm sorry this is happening, but thank you for reporting it to us, folks. Apparently you still got till April to make it happen. So just don't say you weren't warned about it. Tintail, right back with John Harrison. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.